Welcome to the first ever BB Method podcast episode. I cannot believe that I am finally doing this. I have wanted to do a podcast for a while now. The mic that I'm speaking on, I bought, I think about 5 years ago, and it's just been sitting on the shelves collecting dust. And the other day I found it, decided to pick it up, dust it off, and work through the fear. So here I am. I am absolutely terrified. I know nothing about interviewing people or starting a podcast, but I figured that it's just better to begin, figure it out along the way, than not do it at all. So I just ask that you give me a little grace as I figure this all out. Thank you. So who am I? What is a BB Method? And what do I want the BB Method podcast to be? So I am Brittany Bryden. I am a yoga and movement teacher. I have been in the movement space for most of my life. I started off as a dancer at a really young age, as well as a competitive soccer player. So around, I would say 13, 14, I really had to decide on which route I was going to take it. I decided to go down the dance route. My entire life, I was really wanted to be a professional dancer and be a backup dancer for Janet Jackson and all the people. After high school, I was fortunate enough to have done it professionally for a little bit, but I knew in my guts that it was just not where I wanted to go or be, and it was a very, very toxic industry. I just really wanted out, but I also felt like there was a lot of pressure on me. It was what I wanted to do from when I was a little kid, so I felt like a major failure when I decided that I did not want to pursue that dream anymore. So eventually when I decided that no, I'm done with all that jazz. I was in Australia at the time, so I moved back home to Ottawa in with my mom, and I had no money, no vision. I had no degree or anything. I didn't do any schooling after high school, so I felt like, I'm not gonna lie, like a major failure. So I'm living with my mom, and she starts dragging me to her yoga classes because she wants me to get out of the house. And I say drag because I actually really hated yoga. So I moved in with my mom in Ottawa. I had no vision, no money. I didn't have any schooling after high school, so I felt like a big failure. So some days I just was super depressed. I didn't know what to do. My mom started taking me to yoga with her just to get me out of the house. And we were going to the local studio that was closest to us. And at the time it was a Moksha yoga studio. And I don't know if Moksha is still a thing. I think they may have changed their name and it might look a little different now. But at the time, Moksha was a set series. So every time you did the class, it was the same thing. And that's one of the reasons why I hated yoga at the beginning. I hated it. And when I say my mom had to drag me, she literally would have to drag me to class. But when I started to not focus so much on what I hated about yoga and instead focus on what I actually enjoyed, and what I enjoyed about it was the way it made me feel. I started to notice that it started to make me feel really great. I felt calm, relaxed, inspired. So when I decided that I wanted to get more involved with community, I had no money, so I became part of the Karma Yoga Exchange Program, which means you work for a few hours and in exchange you get a membership, and that was the only way I was going to be able to take classes. So I became a Karma Yogi there. I started taking all these classes with any teacher I could, and eventually I ended up in Kelly Cameron's class. And Kelly was like the rebel of the studio at the time. She like didn't really teach the sequence she was supposed to, and that's what I fucking loved about her. She was just so awesome. So I kept coming back to her classes. I got to know her, and she was just really, really kind with me. She would always answer any of the questions I had for her. And then one day I was in her class and something just clicked. I was like, I can do this. So after class, I was talking to her. I was like, I think I could teach yoga. She's like, 1000% you could. I was like, great. Now what? And what's funny is, out of all of the studios that she could recommend or teacher trainings, she recommended one that she didn't really know much about. She had just done classes with teachers who were trained by them, and she said they were always great. So she was like, I think you should look up the studio in Toronto. I was like, okay, great. So I went home, I looked up the studio, and the next day I packed up my like old beat up Saturn, drove to Toronto, and I walked into the Downward Dog Yoga Center in Toronto. my first class with was with Diane Bruni. And in the first 2 minutes, I was like, yep, this is 1000% where I'm going to do my teacher training. So I signed up that day. I moved to Toronto. I did the teacher training there, and I was so grateful for it. It was such an amazing teacher training. I learned a lot from them, and a lot of the people that were at that studio that I learned from are today still friends of mine, colleagues, mentors. So I'm very, very grateful for that experience. And I'm grateful that Kelly even suggested it in the first place. It was a big catalyst for me to be where I am today. So after my teacher training, I wanted to really immerse myself in the community. So I became an employee at Downward Dog. I was the desk girl. So I signed people in, I cleaned the studios, I became an assistant for classes. I really wanted to absorb how the teachers taught. And then I ended up taking as many classes as I could. And it wasn't for the quote unquote like exercise of it all. I just really wanted to soak up the experience and pay attention to what I liked about the teachers, what I didn't like, how I could make mine different. And that was a really beneficial experience for me. I learned a lot through that. So when I felt like I was ready to start teaching, I took anything I could. I would take free classes, classes that didn't pay well. I just really wanted the experience of teaching. And at that time, Downward Dog was one of the most established studios in Toronto. So the teachers that taught there were very established. So I did not feel like I was ready there yet, but that was my end game, was to be a teacher at Downward Dog. So I wanted to get any class underneath my belt as much as possible. And then I would say, maybe a year or two after my teacher training, I was working behind the desk and there was a teacher that didn't show up, and they were either going to cancel the class or they asked me if I wanted to step in and teach it. I had 2 minutes to prepare. I was like, yep, let's do this. I was like, might as well just rip that fucking bandaid off and just go. And so I went, puked my guts out, stepped in a class and banged out a class. And it was probably terrible. I don't remember, but I was grateful for that experience, because once I had that first class where I stepped over that hump and I moved through that fear, that really snowballed things for me. I got some reviews, and then I ended up getting some permanent classes there, and that felt really amazing. And then I ended up teaching at some other pretty well-known studios in the area as well. So I was in Toronto for about a couple years. I ended up meeting somebody who was based in Ottawa. So that is what brought me back to Ottawa, and that's how I ended up at Pure. I'm incredibly grateful to Pure for taking me on. I've been at Pure for about 6 or 7 years, and that's where I teach most of my public classes. I've learned a lot from Jen and Amber. They have been incredible mentors of mine, and I am extremely grateful to have them in my life. So what is the BB method, and how did that become a thing? Well, rewinding a bit, pandemic, 2020, studios and gyms are closed. I have a one-year-old, and one of the things that the pandemic did for me was it really shined a light on some cracks that I had been avoiding. And one of those big cracks was my marriage. So my partner and I decided to split. I left, I think, in September. So, you know, not enough stress that you lose your studio, community, job. I decided to tack on a divorce and becoming a single mom. So it was a really fun time for me. So I moved out in September, and one of the tough things about that experience was when I was looking for places to live, I really wanted to be in the pocket of Ottawa where most of my friends and family were. I could not find anything that was affordable for my son and I. So I had to look a little outside of town. So I ended up in a town called Armprior, which was about 45 minutes from downtown. So when I moved out here, I honestly felt really, really alone. I didn't have anybody that was super close. I didn't know the community at all. And all of a sudden, I'm having to get used to splitting custody with my son. So I have every second weekend without him. And at the beginning, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of excited about it. I was like, oh, I have every second weekend to like catch up on things that I don't usually have time to do when I have cash. But when that time came, I found that I was just so, so sad. There was days where I could not get out of bed. And beforehand, when the studio was open, if I had days like that where I was really sad or going through some things, being at the studio really helped me, because seeing my community and teaching and being of service, that gave me purpose. So when that was taken away from me and I had these weekends where I just had this time, I was not doing well. I was not doing well mentally, physically, all of the things. And because we're in the middle of a pandemic, I don't know anybody, but there's no activities to do. I couldn't go out and meet people in the community and get involved. We hit January 2021. We're back in the 10th lockdown in Ontario. I don't know what it was, but I just generally do not do well in the winter to start off with, but pack on all this sadness and not having my community again and being at home, I decided that I needed to, as much as I like to say that I started the BB Method for, to help people, I'm not gonna lie, I really started it for selfish reasons. I started it for me. It helped me more than I could ever say because it gave me a place to put my energy and it was my own. So, I'm not a tech person. So all of a sudden I'm spending hours learning how to upload videos, what platform I should use, how people should pay, how to create a website, what mic I should use, and all these things. But as hard as it was to get going, it really helped me be focused and do something because I knew the end game was I knew I really wanted to provide a service where people felt connection again, where they felt joy and movement, where it helped them, if they felt like me, where they were uninspired, I was hoping that these classes would inspire them. So as much as I'd like to say it's for all of you, and that's why I started the platform, I honestly really started it for selfish reasons. I started it for me. And then the more I did it, the more I realized that, yeah, I love being of service. And that's where I felt the lockdown really, really sucked, because I felt like I was not serving the world the way I was meant to. So having this platform was a way for me to do that. And it was also really cool because it was just mine. I could do whatever the fuck I wanted. I could teach whatever the hell I wanted. I could explore and try something new and crazy. And, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, but you never know until you try. And that's what helped me create the fusion class was I was like, maybe I want to step out of my yoga's sequence and do something fun and pull out my dance background. And now it's something that I love and that other students and people seem to really love. So I'm grateful for that. And when I look at the BB Method platform, I look at it as not one specific thing because that's not how I see health, fitness, and wellness. I see fitness as this overall thing where we have to look at our nervous system, how we eat, how we sleep, how we move. What our relationship is to ourself and to others, to the earth. So when I take a step back and look at that overall perspective, that was my inspiration to do the podcast was I really wanted to, start having more personal conversations around these topics and invite friends, colleagues, guests, and experts where I can ask them what they do and learn from people who are much smarter than me to hopefully learn from them, but share that knowledge with you. So I'm really hoping that the BB Method in general just provides value into your life, whether it's the physical movement practice or, this podcast, having these conversations. I just really hope that the information that I give you is easy to digest. I want this podcast to be full of tips and tools that you can use in your daily lives. My hopes is that we continue to grow this community and we explore topics without judgment. So that is my vision for the BB Method. And, I think it's this overall look at how we live our lives. And so it's not just, doing yoga or doing a specific movement practice. I don't think that one thing is better than the other. I just really like to look at the overall. How can we implement certain things into our lives to help us feel better, move better, and just get to living in our highest selves, living in our worth, and moving past so much of our barriers that we've created for ourselves over time? So I just want to take a moment to say thank you for joining me on this journey. Whether you've been a student of mine for a while or you're new to me, I really appreciate you being here. If there is something specific that you would like to hear me talk about or you want me to bring a certain guest on, please do me a favor and let me know. So I would love to hear from you. I look forward to continuing on this journey. I plan on releasing out new episodes every Friday for you. And I'm going to leave you with this gentle reminder to always be humble, be kind to yourself, and be kind to others. Thank you so much. Chat real soon. Bye.